This is Morning Edition on AM 580. We're also available online at will.uiuc.edu, where you can listen to programs like Commodity Week each week and our opening Commodity Market Report, which is coming up next with Dave Dickey. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Tuesday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. In Kansas City, December wheat opened at 4.93, down 5 on the open. March 5.04, down 2.5. At the Board of Trade, December wheat opened at 4.46, unchanged on the open. March 4.60.5, down 2.5. July 4.64.5, down 1 on the open. December corn opened at 265, down 2.25 on the open. March 278, down 2.75. May 285.25, down 3.75. July 293, down 3.75. September 298, down 1.5. Red line December 303.5, down 4. March 2008, 310.5, down 4.75 on the open. December oats opened at 206.5, down 1 on the open. March, 214.5, down 1.5. November beans opened at 542, down 3.25 on the open. January, 556, down 4.25. March, 567, down 4. May, 576, down 5. July, 587, down 3. September, 597, down 3. November, 603, down 4.5 on the open. October soybean meal opened at 161.50, down 60 on the open. December 163, down 50. October soybean oil opened at 23.52, down 6 on the open. December 23.93, down 1. At the Merck, October feeder cattle opened at 113.05, down 25 on the open. November, 111.12.5, down 7.5. January, 108.60, down 60 on the open. October live cattle opened at 91.30, down 27.5 on the open. December, 90.35, down 15. February, 91.25, down 15. April, 90.20, down 10 on the open. October lean hogs opened at 64.60, up 35 on the open. December, 61, up 55. February, 62.70, up 22.5. April, 63.50, up 15 on the open. And February pork bellies open at 91 even, up 55 on the open.
Agricultural information on AM 580 is made possible with support from Lincoln Land Agri Energy in Palestine, Illinois, producing a renewable fuel with corn bought directly from the farmer. More information at 800-586-2321 or online at LincolnLandAgriEnergy.com.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities in New Market, Indiana. Good morning, Wayne.
Well, good morning, Dave.
Softer tone today, Wayne. What are the reasons?
Well, I think, number one, you know, this wheat market has really been driving things along as far as the corn and the beans have been going, number one, and it's a little softer here today. Number two, we have got into harvest with a lot fuller swing here. We're seeing some really good bean yields out there, and we're getting some corn across the scales. And we're looking at filling in that pipeline that's been pretty empty for the last couple of weeks. Have kept things going pretty strong.
Does this mean that 463 on the lead option wheat chart is now out of reach?
Oh, you know, out of reach, it's a lot harder to get there, I guess, is a better way to put it than out of reach. I mean, a couple big export sales and a few things happen. The rain doesn't materialize in Australia or Argentina. It's still within reach. You know, December contract, still a long time till that goes off the board.
Iraq, of course, purchasing 200,000 metric tons of U.S. wheat, but the talk was for 300,000 metric tons. Wonder what happened.
Well, same time, I think if you remember their last tender, we thought we were going to get a lot more of it and talk about this and talk about that. And it always seems like they come in just a little bit under what they're anticipating or what they lead you to believe. So I think that that's not unusual or not unexpected from this perspective.
So we're moving into the glut of harvest over the next couple of weeks. What does that potentially mean for the downside of corn and beans?
Well, I think it's going to be the downside is bigger in the beans. We don't have near the supply shortage or tightness of carryout in the beans, and we seem to be a little bit better yields in the beans than we are in the corn. You know, we're hearing, you know, as we looked at FC Stone's numbers from last week, they were actually a little lower on their corn number than what the government was last time around, but a lot bigger on the beans. So, you know, if that continues, why we could go down to that 520 mark first in the November beans, and some people say as low as 505. You know, we got to get to 520 before we get to 505. As far as the corn, I think we're going to see some fairly good buying develop in the next 8 to 10 cents lower here. I think there will be people that are going to be willing to own this market. So, getting below 250 is going to be a lot harder job than what we thought it would have about a week and a half ago.
And what about the basis side of the market?
The basis side of the market depends on how fast and how much comes to market. You know, we think we did widen the bean basis about 2 cents yesterday. We're going to see these early shipment bids go away pretty fast here, Dave, as we get into things and rolling right along. You know, so I think not so much widening the basis as much as taking away the early premium.
So what's the plan, perhaps, once harvest reaches 50-70%, and I'm looking at corn at the moment, buy futures or options and re-own the cash?
You know, that I think that's going to be the play that a lot of people are going to be looking at. I think that you have to look at what's good for you and what's careful, what your needs are. You know, we don't have to replace every bushel, but I think, you know, we don't want to be 100% sold either. So, you know, we're going to be looking along the way and working into some maybe some bull call spreads, some actual futures positions. We'd like to be out in the market. The May, March or May, at least for the new for our replacement value. So, Dave,
does that strategy also hold for the soybeans?
It depends on how low the soybeans get. Yes, I think that we will want to be a little bit favorable to the beans, but not from the levels we're at today. I think I'd like him a little lower before I start any repurchasing of the beans.
What price would you consider a repurchase?
Oh, I think, you know, down another dime. Why we can start looking at doing some things at that point in time.
All right. The October report just around the corner. Everybody seems to be suggesting that the bean number will be significantly higher than USDA's estimate. The corn number, though, more up for debate. What are your thoughts on the corn number?
The corn number is probably not going to grow. Will it shrink to the degree that some of the others have put forward? The jury's still out on that. I haven't heard enough corn yields to tell me for sure how things are going. I don't have enough statistics on what's going on in Iowa. Don't have enough contacts there to tell me there, because that's the area that really did have the heat. How much was it affected and how much off? You know, we're hearing anywhere from 140 bushel corn to 220 bushel corn from our customers. And nobody is over about 15 to 20% done. So, you know, we're just not far enough along to quote that number good.
Over on the Merck side, what are you seeing today?
Well, as far as the cash hogs are steady a little better, they're performing quite well, up $70. It seems like the Packers are very aggressive, wanting to, you know, get a big kill this week. The cattle looks rather promising in the cash market, but we really slowed down in the futures here. Deese is only up 17. We're probably, if we could get another dollar or two punch out of that market, why, we'll probably want to put some coverage on the cattle market.
Thanks much, Wayne.
Thank you, Dave.
Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities. He is in New Market, Indiana.
Today's broadcast is made possible with support from First Midwest Bank, serving the banking needs of Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Chip Jorstad in Morris at 815-941-3706. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Let's go ahead and look at the current tick. December wheat in Kansas City now trading 490, down 8, make it 490 and a half, down 7 and a half, fast trade there. December wheat at the Board of Trade at 441, down 5, March 457, down 6. December corn, 263.25 down 4.5. Now 263.5 down 4.25. March 276.5 down 4.25. May 284.5 down 4.5. Red line December 304.75 down 2.75. November beans 541.75 down 3.5. January 555.75 down 4.5. March 567.75 down 3.25. November 604.5 down 3. October soybean meal 161.30 down 80. October soybean oil 23.49 down 9. At the Merck, October feeders 113.80 up 50. October live cattle 91.60 up 2.5. October lean hogs 64.85 up 60. You're listening to WILO Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. It's 10 o'clock Central Time.